Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and two market managers, because Phil, now is the time for the winter markets to be over and the spring and summer markets to begin. This weekend is a kind of a kickoff weekend.
Yeah, there's just a lot of markets that are opening over the next 10 days already. We have the market in Amherst is open, Florence opens, we have the Northampton one on Saturday and Tuesday both opening, Brimfield, Springfield Forest Park, West Springfield, Holyoke, Wilbraham, they're all here.
And two other markets and their market managers, Al Feeney, who does the Springfield Co-op on Avocado Street in Springfield, and Heidi Bradway from Belchertown Market. Al, in Springfield, I'm sure that there's a lot of people hankering for that market to open up in the middle of that big city.
Oh, yes, and we attract a big regional audience. The big news, though, Monty, is this is our 40th year that we've been open to the public.
Now, I bet there weren't a ton of farmers markets in
Al's
1972.
Market, that market was the first in the valley.
Really? That's the first one in the valley. Have you been with the market the whole time?
Pretty much. Actually, my father, in 1942, my father and eight other farmers incorporated the market. And It started off as a wholesale market and then opened to the public in 1972. So we've been around for 70 years.
Wow. Now, Heidi, you're in Belchertown with the market there on the beautiful Belchertown Common. That's the one?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I've been to that market before. I love that one. Yep. How long has that market been going? How long have you been involved?
I've been the market manager since 06. Mm-hmm. It's been there for several years prior to that. We start our market May 24th.
And you guys both farm as well, right?
Yes, we do.
So it's interesting, Al, because you kind of come, you were one of the founders, you're like one of the founding fathers of markets, and you're a little bit newer, Heidi, to the
Absolutely.
Market manager spectrum. And we're in the middle of a farmer's market renaissance, or glut, if you're the Springfield Republican. You think there's too many of them?
Well, I actually have some numbers on that, Monty, which
Please
is pretty interesting, because when we started tracking it in 2003, there were 9 farmers markets in the 3 counties. And then here we are 10 years later, and there are 40 farmers markets.
Wow.
So when you want to talk about a change in culture, that is tremendous.
Now, Al, as somebody who's at the beginning, at the very beginning of the farmers market craze, how has your view of farmers markets changed over the last 40 years?
I think it's an exciting opportunity.
You're not mad at these Johnny-come-latelys?
No, we're all in the same boat, and a rising tide lifts all boats. So the more we can get people to think about farmers markets, the better we're all going to do. It makes us strive to attract quality vendors. I can remember when we opened that there were some really grouchy vendors.
You still run into that.
Why were they grouchy?
They didn't accept the concept. They were wholesalers.
Right.
Wholesale, you might deal with 30 different people. Retail, 400 or 500, hopefully on a good Saturday, maybe more. But
so if you're an introvert and you're a farmer and you're at a market, you're going to be a cranky pants.
But I can remember some of the vendors.
Al Feeney, who's the market manager at the Springfield Co-op Market on Avocado Street in Springfield. When does your market open?
This year we open on Saturday, May 5th.
Do you think it's easier or harder being a farmer now than it was when you were starting out and your dad and his clan were starting that market?
It's definitely difficult because we have so many more rules to follow.
Like agricultural restrictions and things?
30, 40 years ago, you could just, if you had a piece of land, you could just start farming and nobody cared. Today, the government, you have to fill out so many reports and so many environmental issues. It's really changed. It takes a whole new breed.
Heidi, do you consider yourself part of that new breed, or do you kind of
I'm definitely the new breed farmer then. Yeah, because, you know, I just started doing the farming probably about 10 years ago. We do things we try to do as naturally as possible without chemical fertilizers and what have you. But yeah, restrictions, they're out there.
So many of the markets are going to open this weekend or this upcoming week. There is no shortage of markets, 40-ish.
And I think what people need to realize, like any small business, they need people to come who want to keep that market or that business going.
And Al's been growing this stuff forever. Right, Al?
Yes.
So, Al, how does someone go from racing cars to being a farmer market manager?
Wait a minute. Car racer.
We didn't want to get into that. But no, I started driving on the farm when I was like 8 years old. Have had a lifelong passion for cars and making go fast. You know, in the off season when the farms were wintered, I used to just race around the farm.
That is so awesome.
At those the, those age were of the 12 good old or 13, days. 14 years old.
And new restrictions be damned. And then did you professionally race? Were you like a NASCAR racer, stock car? You're a NASCAR racer? Like, did you do any of the big races? You're nodding your head.
This was 45 years ago, back in the 60s, and I did. We raced it from River Riverside to Stafford Springs to Thompson, Connecticut, and et cetera. It was a circuit. And
wow.
It was a good time.
You get on that tractor sometimes and just let that
take
throttle
the governor
on.
Off.
I just love to drive the tractor. Farming is more stress than racing. I'll tell you that right now. Racing in a lot of ways was relaxing. You can't let a day go by that you're not attending to the farm.
Mm-hmm. Take advantage of the hard work that they're putting into it. Shameless plug. We'll be at the Tuesday Market starting our regular Tuesday Market broadcasting live this Tuesday in Northampton. You can find out about all the farmers markets at buylocalfood.org.